To subscribe to the Kids Film Review podcast, search for us on iTunes or point your podcatching software to kidsfilmreview.com/podcast/rss.xml. This podcast is also available as a video which can be seen on youtube.com/user/kidsfilmreview.
Welcome to Kids Film Review!
Yay!
Welcome to Kids Film Review! Yay! Hello, this is episode 5, take 2. We actually recorded episode 5 before episode 6, but it didn't really go how we wanted, so we thought we'd try again, didn't we, Caris?
Yeah.
Are you pretending to be camera shy?
Yeah.
Are you going to hold the film up and show everybody what film it is we're reviewing today?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Is it Madagascar?
No, it's Merry Christmas.
It's Madagascar, isn't it? And can you tell me who's in this film, Caris?
A lion
called Alex.
Alex.
And a hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus.
It's a girl hippopotamus, that's right.
The kind of cork riders.
She talks. Yeah, she's got a really big mouth. Big hippopotamus mouth. And who's this? What's that?
Lepta.
A zebra.
A zebra
called Marty. And
a giraffe.
That's right. And the main characters are Alex the lion and Marty the zebra. And then their friends that I can't remember the names, the hippo and the giraffe.
Mommy,
and
who's,
yes.
Who's who?
That's one of the lemurs from Madagascar, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah, that's the king lemur played by Sacha Baron Cohen. And that's another lemur as well. And this film starts off in New York Zoo, where the animals are, apart from the lemurs. That's one of the penguins, who's also in the zoo. And I would say the penguins are the redeeming feature of this film. That's another penguin, Carrie. So we're going to talk about what happens in the film. They start off in the zoo, and just shows you their general life, and then they have a trip. Oh, where is it? They have a trip out into New York, which scares everybody, and so they're shipped off to a Kenya wildlife preserve. But on the way, the ship is wrecked, and they end up in Madagascar.
And they have a party.
They have a party in Madagascar, don't they? Who has a party? Is it the lemurs? Do they sing and dance?
No.
I think they do once, don't they? A party and some singing. Oh, did you mean they have a party in the zoo, Caris?
Yeah.
They have a birthday party, don't they?
Yeah,
Marty has a birthday party. And can you tell me anything that happens in this film?
Is there a cake?
There's a cake, is there?
Yeah.
And they eat it?
And it's someone else's birthday, and they don't blow the candle out.
They blow the candle out, do they? That's good, isn't it?
Yes.
And what happens when they're in Madagascar, Caris, in the wild?
The candle just rah.
The lion goes rah, does he?
Yes, and he's telling me a monster.
He pretends to be a monster. What happens is he get very hungry, and does he start to see his friends like food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a raptor just turning meat.
Yeah, he turned into meat. The lion, Alex, gets so hungry while he's there that he starts to feel all of these things he's never felt before. And his friend, Marty, turns into a big piece of meat, doesn't he? And runs along on little legs because Alex sees him as a bit of meat. And does he chase after him?
Yeah.
And does he bite his bum?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the fun bits, isn't it? And what else happens in the film? What other scenes happen?
That mind just dead to dead stare. Wow, like that.
Goes rawr again. And what happens to the little duck? Can you remember?
Yes, and I kind of call it another fly, and he's finding that monster, and he can't.
Yeah, the crocodile and the duck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A crocodile does. A raptor just got it and put it in the water, and the crocodile jumped up.
The crocodile jumps up and eats him, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, because part of the film shows that even though the animals, when they're in the zoo, they're all lots of friends, when they're in the wild, different animals eat each other and things, which is a bit of a message, I think. And it's all about Alex dealing with that when he's in Madagascar and how he deals with being hungry and with all of these feelings. The film's okay, isn't it, Karis? Did you like watching
it? He's a tiger, him.
Yeah, he's a lion, Karis. Did you like watching this film, Karis?
No.
No. You've watched it a few times. It's a little bit scary. It's not that scary. No. Mwah. But it's not one that they ask to watch a lot.
I'm tired.
Okay, I know. Do you want to get down and do you want to have some more milk and then go to bed?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a film that they've watched a few times, and Seren likes to watch the lion film, as she calls it. She says, I want to watch the lion. But it's not one that they ask to watch a lot. And as you can see, Karis, although she can remember a few things, it's not one that she raves on about and remembers particularly anything serious. That duck and crocodile scene is one thing that she has mentioned a few times, which is why I asked her about it. But yeah, and as an adult as well, there's quite a lot of adult jokes that children wouldn't get. That are put in there to make it fun for the parents, but actually it feels a bit forced. It's not natural in the way that it is in Shrek, or at least it isn't for me. So I would say we'd only give this a 3, 3.5. So, you know, it's worth watching, but it's not the most exciting of films. And although there's a bit of character development for the lion and the zebra, they don't really do very much. It's quite long and drawn out, and really not very much happens. And it's more about all the graphics and looking exciting and being bright coloured and trying to be clever and amusing than actually about having a good story that's interesting for the children. But Madagascar 2, which Karis and I went to see at the cinema when it came out, she won't remember that, was very good, and a lot more happens. So although we only give Madagascar 1, okay, a sort of a 3.5, 3.5, I would give Madagascar 2 a 4. So this one's worth watching just to set the scene. And then
Mommy,
the second one's even better.
Mommy, so we're going to give like a Mamma Mia in those books.
Mamma Mia in those books?
Yeah.
Are we going to say goodbye now?
No.
You're not going to do it, not even want to wave goodbye?
No.
You want to go to bed. All right, then. Okay, well, we look forward to hearing your feedback and to seeing you again. I hope you enjoyed our review. Bye-bye.
Yes, they walked across Derby and they saw a duck cracking down there.
The crocodile jumps up and bites it. I need to, that's right.
Yes.
See, the crocodile scene obviously had an effect on Karis.